This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
My name is Bonnie Deneen. I'm with CUPE Local 4400, and I've been with 4400 about 14 years, but active in union since I was about 19.
First off, why don't you tell the listeners, what is Local 4400?
Oh, we're the Toronto Education Workers. We do all the support work in schools.
For the entire Toronto School Board. And you have how many members in your local?
We have about 11,000 members.
That's one of the biggest locals in CUPE, in fact, and the biggest school board local in the country. So tell me how you got active in your union.
I've always been a strong believer that people need to be treated fairly and equally wherever they are, but in particular in the workplace. And I guess the first time someone tried to shut me down in my workplace, I called my local executive and they helped me out. It was really around violence issues in the school board and being hurt by children, and they were there for me in spades. And right behind that, I became very active within the local.
Now, this is your very first national convention. Tell me what you think. What are your impressions?
I think it's kind of amazing that so many people come together and do things together, support one another in a really big way. Ontario in particular is pretty strong. We stand together on a lot of issues. And, you know, at the last convention, we shut it down because Ontario walked off the floor. And that kind of solidarity is really powerful to me. It says to me that whenever we need our sisters and brothers to come behind us and stand with us, we can have that, and it makes us that much stronger.
So you were on strike recently. Tell me a little bit about that, when it happened, how long you were out, that kind of thing.
Boy, our last strike was actually quite a few years ago, because more recently we did the Work to Rule campaign, which was way more effective for us. Didn't take money out of the members' pockets. And interestingly enough, the employers were shocked when we all took our breaks and our lunches. They didn't realize how much we were giving to the board in unpaid time. So that was hugely effective for us. I have been on a picket line. It can be really tough. Both times I was out, it was dead of winter, very cold, not a lot of support. You have people who are saying, you know, get your ass back into school and stay there. Our kids need an education, and not really understanding our issues. Again, you know, the solidarity issue is really important to us, and we do stand really well together at 4400.
So what's involved in running a local union with 11,000 members? Give me a sense of, you know, how much, what kind of staff you have, how big, you know, what's your structure, just briefly.
We have a very large executive. We have, I think, four VPs, as well as the president and the usual secretary, treasurer. And then we have a lot of what we call steward coordinators, who are right under the VPs, who then direct the stewards to do their work. So it's really quite a massive structure, and very sometimes unwieldy, but and not nearly enough people to do the work that needs to be done, you know?
What does a bargaining committee look like for a local that's that big?
We have about, I think, 24 bargaining team members the last time around. I was on that committee, and I have to tell you, that's pretty crazy, because we also represent three different groups within our local. So, you know, you have the caretakers with their issues, and you have the other support staff, the school-based support staff, such as secretaries and educational assistants together, and then you have the English language instructors and the literacy instructors together. So we have to bargain separately but together. So it's a very interesting process, because what we try to do is stand behind each group, so that if you're trying to take something away from my group of members, then the other groups will stand behind us and say, we're not settling either until you've dealt with this issue.
So that's where your democracy comes from, though, in your local. I mean, it's almost inevitable, right, that you're going to have a bargaining committee of that size.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So tell me what you're doing for fun in Montreal.
Well, yesterday was my 25th wedding anniversary.
Yee-hoo!
And my husband's here with his local. So we went out for a smashing dinner last night. He's staying in a totally different hotel, so that was a bit odd. We went out for dinner, we went to the dance, and then we said goodnight and went our separate ways.
Okay, that wasn't quite the romantic ending that I expected. What's your husband's local?
He's with Local 2316. That's the Children's Aid Society of Toronto.
All right, well, I want to thank you for your time and enjoy the rest of the convention. Thanks for doing this.
You're welcome. Thanks very much.
Bye. All right.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.